Salam sejahtera, anda sedang menyaksikan Niaga Awal ni bersama saya Nina Rosman dan sebentar sahaja lagi rakan Sugas Harits Ashraf akan menyertai kami langsung dari dalam studio. Dan saya dan beberapa rakan iaitu kru Awal ni sekarang berada di Asia School of Businesses di mana akan berlangsungnya iaitu Expo Empowering Refugee Women yang akan mempersembahkan iaitu hasil karya dan juga wanita daripada 8 gerakan wanita yang perjuangkan pelarian dan bertapak di Kuala Lumpur di mana berbagai bakikan kurang daripada 1 jam sahaja lagi, Expo ini akan bermula secara rasmi dan akan bawakan pameran dan perkongsian usaha untuk meningkatkan keupayaan dan memberi inspirasi kepada semua wanita di luar sana. Sudah tentu, sebelum bermula kita akan bawakan tetamu kita untuk memberikan sedikit pencerahan dan juga perincian mengenai Expo ini. Saya mempersilakan tetamu kita yang berada di Asia School of Businesses. Alright, let's welcome the founder of the Yemeni Refugee Women Association Malaysia, Lina Al-Mujahid. I want to say thank you very much for joining us. And our second guest is Rina Naik from the Program Manager Refugee Action Program. I want to say thank you very much for joining us both this morning. All right, we have an hour before the launching of the Expo. Maybe we can start with Lina first. The Expo showcasing the consortium of 8 refugee women-led group in Kuala Lumpur. Maybe you can share with us what are the aims and objective of this?
First, good morning. Hello. Thank you for this opportunity to go live and show our amazing event, Expo, today. So, for the Empowering Refugee Women Expo, our aims and objectives are to advocate on gender-based violence and to prevent gender-based violence. Also, is to explore more employment opportunities for the women, for the refugee women. As you can see, they are doing amazing home businesses and homemade things. And also, we wanted to acknowledge the refugee women for their great achievements. We want to celebrate today the women achievements. They worked hard for many years in this project, and we have heroes today, and we want to celebrate with them.
Lina, maybe you can share a little bit about your background from the Yemeni organization, what it's about and how did it come until here?
Okay, so as you know, in 2015, the war started in Yemen. So after that, that has caused to seek refuge for the Yemenis in Malaysia and other countries. So in Malaysia, we have around 2,000 to 3,000 of Yemeni refugees, and through my organization, I'm trying to create a platform, a safe platform for the women, to empower them and to support them in this journey of life until we go back safely to our home country, inshallah.
All right, definitely that's the hope you want moving forward. And maybe Rina, you as the program manager of Refugee Action Program, maybe you can share a little bit about the action program.
So Refugee Action Program has been in Tenaganita for many, many years. Tenaganita was created on a non-discrimination policies first to its plantation women and domestic workers. And eventually, as the world crisis started growing on the forced migration, Tenaganita created a Refugee Action Program and started with women and girls at risk 5 years ago. Wow. And we are very proud and very ecstatic that it has come to this stage where the women have become pioneers and leaders of the consortium that they have created. And it's just one of a kind.
Yeah, definitely, truly. And we have only 1 hour and everybody at the back is having their last preparation. And Lina, we're talking about the how do refugee women-led group empower women and overcome the obstacles?
When we came to this point, there are too many challenges for the refugee women. And as you know, that they haven't the rights like to work here, and we understand this. So we are trying to support them to have some income through that talented they bring from their home countries. So during these projects, we empower them and find their talents and worked in their talents and facilitate how they can make some income and you know, make some income and find some opportunities for them to, you know, to survive.
To survive and even be better. Maybe Rina, you can share some of other challenge and how this group is, we can say, making a positive impact in the life of refugee women and girls.
Of course. I believe that, first of all, like Lina said, the right to not work, right to work, right for education, all these rights actually do not exist for refugees in Malaysia. But through the WAGA program, we focused on livelihood and empowerment. And there were 8 projects coming from 7 different communities. And year by year, it has built upon it. And you know what? If there isn't any right given to you, then you know you gotta make a livelihood by yourself. And they're very innovative in that area that has now built into a consortium today. Yeah. All kudos to them, actually.
Maybe you can share with us, Rina, some highlights of the concrete highlights of example of success stories that highlight the concrete outcomes achieved by the group, Refugee Women Led Group.
I think it was at the very beginning, before when it started 5 years ago in Bangkok, a lot of organisation came from Malaysia, Thai, Myanmar border and also Bangladesh. So as a representative of one of the organisational partner in Malaysia, the pandemic hit and what was the first success story in my opinion would definitely be the support group, that they were all there. And when you bring all this communities together and refugee women together, they find a support system, a camaraderie and all of that. And that has been ongoing and only getting stronger day by day. Mm-hmm. And also now their children are also empowered in that sense. We have programs for them. So I think the most disturbing challenge of all of this is, despite the adversities, mm-hmm. despite the backlash, yes. these women are resilient and standing up for what they do and what they want to take the consortium for.
True. How about Lina? Can you share some of real life example and success stories?
There are too many successes story. We cannot in minutes explain. But as you can see now, and as you can see, where are we now? We are building this consortium, which contains around 8 different women leaders from different communities, leading groups, organizations, and create too many things for their women, to empower them and their children. So we are so proud that we are achieving this point of success and empowerment, and we hope to continue by the support of our partners and of course individuals. Everyone here are supporting what we are doing, and we have been seeing all the support by the local people, the organizations here, and everywhere we are satisfying on how you know, our hard work get impact, and we are so glad. And now we are talking here, so that means everything is all right.
True. With the theme of the empowerment, empowering refugee women, exposed, building a future, breaking the barriers. Talking about the project, how does the project align with the goals and principle of the Global Compact on Refugees, especially in relation to the active participation of refugee women and girls in finding a solution for their communities? Please, Rina.
I believe that this connects with the theme of today, which is gender-based violence and promoting gender equality. Like you asked, one of the success stories, I would say that just identifying, addressing and mitigating gender-based violence within the refugee community itself is the biggest success story. You know, nobody lives in silence, suffers in silence anymore. But in connection with the Global Compact Refugee, I think it's just the ability to show a successful model that can be simplified with other countries when it's presented in Geneva.
How about Lina, what's your thought on the project that aligned with the global objective?
As just Rina mentioned, this is our focus points on this project, and we hope our voices to reach out more global. And like in December, we also have this session on Geneva conference, and we hope to continue our project, not just in Malaysia. We hope to extend more and more as it started before in Indonesia and others, neighbors countries.
All right, definitely we want to hear more of your stories and experience, but we will be taking a short break. And jangan ke mana, kita masih lagi bersiaran di Asia Asia Business, Asia School of Business, untuk bawakan anda perkembangan Empowering Refugee Women Expo. Tetapi kita akan berhenti rehat seketika dan kembali selepas ini. Bertemu kembali di Niaga Awani bersama saya Nina Rozman dan beberapa kru Awani. Kami masih lagi berada di Asia School of Business Kuala Lumpur, di mana akan beberapa kurang daripada satu jam akan berlangsungnya secara rasmi Expo Empowering Refugee Women, yang akan membawakan pameran dan perkongsian usaha, cerita, pengalaman wanita yang memperjuangkan pelarian yang bertapak di Kuala Lumpur untuk kita dengarkan kisah mereka. Dan kita masih lagi bersama tetamu kita. Let's welcome Lina Al-Mujahid, founder of the Yemeni Refugee Women Association Malaysia, and Rina Nair, program manager, Refugee Action Program. I want to say thank you very much for joining us. There's a lot you have shared previously before our break. Maybe we can start with the strategy or initiative to ensure that a refugee woman plays an active role in leaderships. Maybe we can start with Lina.
Okay, we are working hard also to make sure that all the women have their role in leadership. And during this project, we have created many leaders, many women leaders, who they are now leading projects, leading some learning centers for refugee, leading project or small projects from their homes. We are working hard to make sure that all these women got the opportunity to have their own role in leadership and to advocate on behalf of themselves and to hear their voices, to make sure that their voices can be heard by everyone.
True. And Rina, how can we foster sustainability and inclusivity in breaking barriers and building futures?
For refugee women, I believe that this is the beginning, because they are going to be a self-sustainable, well-oiled machine. Today is all about them doing and showcasing what they have been doing the last 5 years, all the innovative ideas that has been a success story. And today is all about showcasing that to people and telling them, look, we have done this, and now, would you like to be part of our consortium being a success? Mm-hmm. And I believe that it will. And I believe that the consortium is just the beginning.
True. There's a lot way to go. A lot more needs to be done. And Lina, how does all of this project contribute to a broader conversations on refugee rights and gender equality?
Our main focus is about gender equality in the project, and also the women that we have. Most of them, they have been gone through violence, and they face some of these kind of challenges. So even in choosing the women on our projects, we have a criteria that to make sure that the most needed women are going through these kind of projects for training, workshops, and everything. So.
And how about Rina? Talking about gender equality and the refugee rights, how can we contribute to a more meaningful, a broader conversation toward this?
I think the fact that gender-based violence and gender equality have existed for a very long time because of the stereotypes and norms that has been created that has been in place for many years. Through this project, there has been awareness, there has been exercises, and there has been prevention, as well as the right to actually defend, right to know the law, even though it might not be applicable to refugee women. However, I think that most importantly to promote gender equality is to have allies from the men.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that slowly, if you look around, we have seen men coming to have a look about what is going on, how their women, daughter, wife, sister, all are succeeding. And perhaps that will broaden their perspective. But because if you want to promote gender equality, we cannot do it without the men. We have to get them to be our allies.
And definitely, we want to advocate efforts that can meet to amplify the voices of the refugee women and girls. Maybe you can provide us a bit more details specifically on the initiative implemented by the consortium, the focus on education, skill development, and economic empowerment for refugee women and girls so far, progress or the previous achievement.
Okay. So as we are working on education, on healthcare, and on GPV. So if you wanted, like, if it's your question about sharing some stories on this or what, I don't get exactly the question, so can you just repeat?
Ken, maybe you can share a bit specific program that you have conducted that focus more on education, skill development, and economic empowerment within the refugee women and girls.
So on the field of education, we had many workshops and programs on learning English language, Malay language, and also for children programs to learn language and some education, specific programs for them, as well as we have many trainings in like sewing programs, making cake and baking for women who are talented on making this. Some programs are in making earrings, jewelries. Yeah, we have like some of the tables that are from the projects that we worked, and now they are showing their work.
I can see it's getting crowded over there.
Yes. Also, we have too many, like you can see that the bags made there, the food, the cakes. Now, later we have also workshops leading by refugee women to train a refugee woman as well. So the workshops we have is for earring makings, henna art, what else we have? Cake decoration.
Yep. And also self-defense class.
Ina can share more.
Yes, self-defense class. I think it's not about being violent, it's about protecting yourself. And with the intention to prevent and mitigate gender-based violence and promote gender equality, to show that women are also allowed to learn self-defense class and protect them.
True.
Protect themselves, yeah.
We can be anyone or anything.
Exactly, that's what gender equality is.
It's not all about competition, but if there's a competition, that should be in a healthy competition. Well, we bring ourselves and together to the high level. So how can we measure the success, the impact of all the initiative project that you have been doing? Okay, we have done this, we have done that. So we see the impact, the value that we have bring to the life of refugee women and girls. How do you evaluate all of this?
I think this question better that Rina can answer.
Come, Rina, please.
All the reports we had made, they go through our partners, so she can explain better how this impact has been done to
Okay, Rina, we pass to you.
Thank you, Lina. How do we measure? Primarily, of course, with the amount of participation, to see the number growing year by year, and I think that would be the first measure. Secondly, it's to see that at the very beginning, 5 years ago, the inability to write report, ask for funding, run a project. So the skill on the job has increased tremendously, and those skills are now being conveyed and taught to others actually. So, and number three is that the fact that they actually came together and organized this. I think that came from a whole series of planning of 5 years without even knowing that by this year they will be 8 projects will come together as one consortium and even able to apply for a UNHCR Asia Pacific funding specifically on gender-based violence by themselves.
We can see the collaboration, the cooperation have bring us here today at Asia School of Business. Rina, maybe you can share with us what's your future plans, project that it's involved with, the actively involved on the refugee women and girls.
I think at this point, the women are running the machine perfectly fine. They are sustainable, it's organic. But as a partner organization in Malaysia from Tenaganita, we will continuously support them with their reporting. We will continuously carry on capacity building training as a refresher course on gender-based violence. And of course, now I have included that they can manage case management on their own. As a first respondent, when a woman from their community comes to them, they already have a template that they can use, so they don't immediately have to refer to the NGO because it can be very re-traumatizing and triggering for the victim. So these are some of the plans we actually have already put in place, but years go by, it will definitely grow and evolve to the community's needs.
True, and for, we can say, the founder of the Yemeni Refugee Women Association Malaysia, what's the future plans that you can share with us?
I want to focus more in education and empowerment and to create a safe space for more women in my community. And I'm sure that we can do this very soon with the support of our partners and individuals here in Malaysia.
All right, we're heading to the end of the session. Maybe our last, we start with Lina first. And maybe you can share with us what's your hope and dreams for the refugee women and girls in shaping their future.
I hope peace in the whole world. And we can see what is going now everywhere, especially in Palestine. That's why we are having more refugees in the world. I hope the peace in Palestine first and in our countries later. And then later we can, I wish that we can go back our home countries and rebuild them again. And I'm so proud and I'm so happy to be here. And thank you for having me and to host our event today. And inshallah, we can contribute more to Malaysia as a country and to our refugees, or to our women as a refugees. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lina. Maybe last from Rina, you can share with us what's your hopes for the future of refugee women and girls in Malaysia?
That they deserve equal rights like the rest, for sure. To not be a product of forced migration, thus diminishing your legal status and as a human being. And definitely more inclusivity in human rights all over the world. Not limited to just women, but also to men, children, and also marginally, politically underrepresented groups all over the world. And just like Lina, I pray for Palestine to be all right. I wish them that they will cease fire, just like any other part of the world that is going through war. My heart is always out there for them.
Yeah, we are less than 1 hour away from the launching of the Empowering Refugee Women Expo. I want to say thank you very much to our guest, Lina Al-Mujahid, the founder of the Yemeni Refugee Women Association Malaysia, and Rina Naid, the program manager of Refugee Action Program. I want to say thank you very much and I hope all the best for this event, which will start from 10 a.m. officially until 5 p.m. with all the fun activities and workshop that are presented to all the people who will be coming here. I want to say thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, baik. Itu adalah sebersedikit perkongsian daripada tetamu kita mengenai Expo Empowering Refugee Women yang mempersembahkan pameran dan perkongsian usaha mereka untuk meningkatkan keupayaan daya saing wanita dan memberi inspirasi kepada semua wanita di luar sana. Dan ini adalah kisah mereka, cerita mereka dan usaha mereka. Dan setakat ini yang apa yang saya boleh kongsikan secara langsung dari Asia School of Businesses membawakan anda perkembangan terkini. Dan kami ada beberapa minit sebelum bermulanya expo ini secara rasmi, di mana ia ada dua sesi daripada 10 pagi sehingga 1 tengah hari, dan sesi kedua pada waktu tengah hari akan bermula pada 2 petang sehinggalah 5 petang. Dan banyak lagi perkembangan yang anda boleh dapatkan di website kami astrawani.com dan semua platform digital Astrawani. Dan selepas ini kami akan bersama rakan sugas Haris Ashraf langsung dari dalam studio. Sekian sahaja perkongsian daripada saya, Nina Rosman. Kita jumpa lagi.